Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. If you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is pleasurable pursuits. Each of my guests will discuss something pleasurable. My first guest is a young entrepreneur who saw a niche in a market that is frowned upon by society, the smoking market. He realized there was no satisfactory alternative to cigarettes, so he and his partner created one and now compete in the e-cigarette market. We'll discuss if e-cigarettes are a viable market or whether his company will go up in smoke. My second guest represents one of Ventura County's most beloved fall events, the Harvest Festival. We'll discuss this year's Harvest Festival to learn the compelling reasons to attend this year's event. My third guest is a radio talker like me. He loves every day on the job and thinks everyone can too. He'll explain his system for being on the job and loving it. And if you want to call in and ask a question or join in the conversation, the number is 639-0008. Eric Zwick is one of two founding partners of Revolution Vapor LLC, manufacturers of e-cigarettes. Revolution Vapor was started with one simple mission: to create and share the best alternative to smoking. Eric was disappointed with other e-cigarettes, yet realized the technology had the potential to provide complex flavors with realistic sensations without the harsh smoke and pungent odor associated with cigarettes. Revolution provides only the highest quality e-cigarettes and some of the best gourmet flavors that they blend at their main laboratory in New York State. Joining us from New York State. Hi, Eric. How are you doing today?
Good, Billy. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for coming on board. Now, this is a subject that I know very little about, not being a smoker myself. But let me start out by saying I commend you for being an entrepreneur, particularly at a very young age. So how did you and your business partner decide to start Revolution Vapor?
Well, it was about 6 months ago. We were both getting out of college, and we were kind of fed up with the poor job market, and the two of us had kind of always wanted to get into some sort of business together. And I had been smoking e-cigarettes for about 2 or 3 years now, and I can go on forever about them, but we sort of just saw an opportunity with the e-cigarette market being pretty new, in America at least, and decided that we could do it better, so we jumped in.
All right. Well, what niche are you filling, Eric? Because you say e-cigarettes are very new in America. Does that imply that they've been used extensively outside of the United States? And what niche are you filling in the United States?
Well, they were developed about 5 or 6 years ago in China. And consequently with that, most of the e-cigarettes and the liquids that the e-cigarettes use are still made in China. We wanted to bring some of that manufacturing back to America, and we developed the capability to create our own flavors, which we do here in New York. So we're able to offer an American-made product that's of significantly better quality than what you can get from China. So that's really our focus, a higher quality premium e-cigarette that all the ingredients come from America, and it's just a much better product for those who are concerned with quality.
Well, I like that, a premium, high-quality e-cigarette with products made in America. But most of my listeners are familiar with cigarettes, whether they're a smoker themselves or they've certainly seen it over their lifetime. But they may not be familiar with what an e-cigarette is. So what is an e-cigarette? Why are e-cigarettes so important, do you think, in society today?
An e-cigarette, which stands for electronic cigarette, is a battery-operated device, not much bigger than a traditional cigarette. Most of them have a rechargeable lithium-ion battery, just like you have in your cell phone. And what it does is it uses this battery power to heat up a special fluid, which has nicotine in it. So for those who are concerned that an e-cigarette doesn't give them nicotine, that's a misconception. Almost all of them do. The liquid is much more versatile than tobacco. You can flavor it. As a matter of fact, we have 15 different flavors.
Wow.
And you can also adjust the nicotine content of the liquid simply by blending it. So it's actually a much more robust alternative to than cigarettes really could ever be. And as many people know, flavored cigarettes are currently banned in the United States. So it's an alternative for people who might have at one time liked their flavored cigarettes.
I see. Now it's very interesting. So you can adjust your own quantity of nicotine. So in a way, e-cigarettes, where you adjust the quantity of the nicotine and the flavor, is very similar to roll your own cigarettes back in the old days. Is that a good analogy?
Similar. The problem is that you can't readily determine the nicotine content of any, you know, given form of tobacco. Some generally have more, some have less, but there's just really no good way to tell. With this, we have chemicals that we mix together, and we know the content, the nicotine content, so we're able to scientifically determine exactly how much nicotine goes into each cartridge and how much the user gets. So in that aspect, I think it's actually a lot better than cigarettes, because you know exactly how much nicotine you're intaking, and you can sort of gear that to your own preferences.
Well, that's very interesting. My guest is Eric Zwick. He's the CEO of Revolution Vapor, LLC. They manufacture e-cigarettes. And Eric, then what are the implications of e-cigarettes on things like cancer, emphysema, and other smoking-related diseases?
Well, the jury is still out on e-cigarettes, unfortunately. Lawmakers, government, naysayers, so to speak, have been really hesitant to make any sort of policy stand or go one way or the other on the health aspects of e-cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
What we do know is that smoking tobacco is very dangerous and often results in death. 1 in 5 deaths every year in America is a result of a smoking-related illness.
Wow.
So while we can't definitively say, and I certainly can't say, that this is a healthier alternative for a smoker, I do personally believe that the evidence will come out, and there have been a lot of studies so far, and the science has pretty much shown that if they're not completely safe, they're significantly safer than cigarettes, and I'm inclined to agree with that.
All right, well, the jury's still out. We will wait and see. Time will tell, Eric. So let's talk a little bit more about your company, because I find this fascinating. You're just fresh out of college, starting your own company. And let me just shotgun some things at you. Are you public or private?
We're private.
You're private. And where did you get your initial funding?
Actually, I was able to fund most of it myself.
Wow.
My business partner contributed some. It's sort of been an exercise in lean operating practices. We're able to start it for a relatively meager sum of money. And that's kind of how I wanted it to be. I didn't want to have to go after investors and try to sell them on sort of, you know, what might be, you know, what might be thought of as a dubious you know, alternative to cigarettes. It's sort of, I feel like it's sort of a tough sell to ask somebody to throw, you know, money at newly minted college grads for a venture like this. But it was something I really believed in, and I just figured I had the money to do it. I wanted to do it. If it didn't work out, there were other alternatives for me, but it seems to actually be coming along pretty well. So.
Well, good. I'm happy to hear that. Now I have to ask you the follow-on question. Are you seeking outside investing, or do you have plans to take the company public?
Well, it's a little early to think about taking it public, but certainly that would be great in the future. We are probably interested in seeking some investment. Unfortunately, it's difficult to operate without a lot of cash, as you know. You need money for basic stuff and then more complicated things like marketing and really just trying to get the name out there. So cash would be beneficial for us at the moment, and we may go after some investment.
My guest is Eric Zwick. He's the CEO of Revolution Vapor LLC. So, Eric, you've ventured into an area where you're playing with giant corporations. Altria, which is the new name of Philip Morris in the United States, Lorillard, BAT, British American Tobacco. All of these companies have mega million dollars in marketing. Each of these companies is looking for a way to survive with the downturn of cigarette smoking in the United States. Each of them is working on their own e-cigarettes. So how and why is your e-cigarette different?
Well, the e-cigarette that we sell is about as simple as it gets, and it was designed that way for the average smoker to be able to come over to our product with the least amount of difficulty at all. It's a simple two-piece design. There's a battery and a cartridge. It doesn't really get any easier than that. As far as competition goes, you're right. These are major players. Billions of dollars in cash sitting around, willing to be thrown at anything. E-cigarettes could very well be. But it's sort of interesting that none of them have really ventured into it yet. And I don't think really anyone is very certain why that is. My own thoughts are that these companies make huge sums of money on tobacco every year, and they have the processes developed, they have the scale to produce tobacco cigarettes. A venture into electronic cigarettes for them would be sort of cutting into their core business model, and I think they're very scared of that. That's one of the big reasons why I thought that this was the perfect time to get into e-cigarettes, because the major players really don't really know what to do with it yet.
Wow, doesn't that sound familiar? It was just this week, Eric, that Eastman Kodak, one of the proud manufacturers in the United States, right in your own backyard, as a matter of fact, they are out shopping around for a buyer, somebody to buy them out. They missed the bus. They were so deeply entrenched in film and developing film that they completely missed the boat when digital cameras came along board. And I guess you're hoping that the tobacco companies follow that same business model and miss the boat when e-cigarettes come on board as well. Eric,
go ahead. I think they have sort of missed the bus already. It's getting popular and growing in popularity, but there are still many people that don't know about it. That's why I'm glad to come on the radio and talk about it with you. But I think once Philip Morris is by and large the major player. They have about 50% market share. Once one of these companies jumps into it, I imagine the others will follow suit quickly. And then you're going to have an ugly price war, probably. But once that happens, I imagine electronic cigarettes will probably be taxed just the same as tobacco is now. But if it's actually a healthier alternative, I don't think I have any problem with taxation.
All right. Well, that's very interesting as well. My guest is Eric Zwick. He's the CEO of Revolution Vapor. Now, Eric, interesting news story. Last year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that it would begin regulating e-cigarettes, saying that there's both a drug and a drug delivery service or device. Now, the agency sent out letters to 5 electronic cigarette companies warning them that these devices were being marketed illegally and smoking cessation aids and were being produced poor manufacturing processes. First of all, were you contacted as one of those 5 companies when the FDA came out?
No, we were not.
You were not one of the 5.
Those were major e-cigarette companies, which pale in comparison to the major tobacco companies. But these were major e-cigarette companies that had been around for a few years and were indeed marketing their products as smoking cessation devices. And the problem with that is that the FDA has authority to regulate anything that's sold as such. So obviously they didn't go through the normal regulatory process, and the FDA sued them over it.
That's true, but the story doesn't end there, because in December of last year, a U.S. Court of Appeals ruled as long as electronic cigarettes are not marketed as a way to treat or cure a disease, the FDA has no authority to block their importation, their use, etc. So how has this controversy impacted your business, Eric? Has it been positive, has it been negative, or no impact at all?
Well, that was something that I really considered when I was thinking, making the plans to start the business. But what you didn't say was that in April, the FDA actually dropped their suit April 2011. The FDA dropped their suit after they appealed the Supreme Court ruling because they had no basis. They had no case. And the reason was that if it's not marketed as a health product, if it's not marketed as some sort of quit smoking aid, there's really nothing that the FDA can do to regulate it. And the court saw that, and I thought that that was certainly the way that it would come down. So when that happened in April, I celebrated a little bit because I think that was really a big step forward for the industry.
Major milestone, without a doubt. My guest is Eric Zwick. Eric, give us your projections of the e-cigarette market. What's the market potential within the United States? What's the market potential outside of the United States for e-cigarettes?
I think it's huge. Just as big as tobacco is now, and possibly even bigger. The problem is that smoking has become such a taboo in this country, and I imagine in other places around the world. And really, the reason for that is that it's just so unhealthy, and a lot of people know that, and that's caused a lot of people to shift away from the habit, which is certainly a good thing. We don't want people killing themselves by smoking cigarettes. But I see in the future places around the world where people don't really understand fully the detrimental effects of tobacco. Once they start to realize that, I think they're not going to put down their pack of cigarettes. They're going to switch to an alternative. And I think electronic cigarettes can very well be that alternative.
All right. I'm talking to Eric Zwick. Eric, you're the CEO of Revolution Vapor. Are you a user of your own product as well? Were you a former smoker of traditional tobacco cigarettes?
Yeah, I started about freshman year in college. Then I found the e-cigarette probably about 2 years into school and never looked back.
There you go. My guest is Eric Zwick. Eric, what do you want listeners to take away from our interview today about e-cigarettes?
Well, I always try to say that. There's so many misconceptions about it, if people have even heard of it at all. So I just like to promote some awareness about it and just to tell people that it's really not something to be afraid of or to be scared of, electronic cigarettes, although it kind of sounds dangerous. I think it very well could be the sort of panacea miracle cure for tobacco. And I truly do believe that. It's not just because I sell the things. It's ultimately the reason that I got into the business. So I'd like people to know that it's not something you should be afraid of. It's maybe something that we should, as a society, embrace to bring our healthcare costs down and to make us healthier as a nation.
Well, there you go. Maybe you can get it included in a President Obama's healthcare package. You are on the leading edge of technology. My guest has been Eric Zwick. He's the CEO of Revolution Vapor. Eric, if people are intrigued by this, they want to learn more about e-cigarettes, maybe learn more about you and the company, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Our website, revolutionvapor.com, has all the info you need, everything you need to know about e-cigarettes. And if you're interested in one, we can send one out to you.
That is great. Eric, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
No problem. Thanks, Billy.
Great.